Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
When you think of the national corn growers, you're usually thinking of corn producers in the major states, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, Nebraska, big corn growing states. But Chip Bowling is a producer from Maryland. He's currently the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He says corn growers are really concerned about the growing number of initiatives nationwide calling for the labeling of GMO products and passage of a temporary ban on biotech crop production in Maui this fall, where many agribusiness companies do research on new traits.
It's becoming a big deal. I mean, we've been dealing with it for several years now, and we are very concerned about it. And we know that community and the people in the communities have issues and they have questions about GMOs. We just need to, you know, let them know, that make sure that, you know, these traits that come out are needed desperately by farmers so we can keep improving our yields and keep improving how we grow crops. But we also need them to know that they are tested by the FDA. They have been deemed safe, and we need to continue to have it. On the two initiatives that were knocked down, you know, that was a good thing for us. We do know at some point that those type of labelings are down the pike, so to speak, coming up to us. The issue in Hawaii is critical. Hawaii is a place where we can grow crops all year long. And the companies that test their traits out there need to have the accessibility to those areas to come up with the new traits, to you know, have test trials going on all year long, because you just can't have a growing season and shut down. So that's been an ongoing issue in Hawaii. The people have kind of spoken. We understand where they're coming from. What we're trying to do in this organization is get our message out and work with them the best way that we can.
The two initiatives that Chip Bowling mentioned that were defeated were one in Colorado, one in Oregon, where consumers, voters, said no to labeling of GMO products or any food that has a GMO product within it. According to Chip Bowling, this piecemeal approach is bad for the industry, and perhaps the solution is to go ahead and do a national label regarding GMOs.
Well, we'd rather, if there's going to be labeling, we'd rather see the federal government do it and have one label for the whole country. It's easier to maintain, it's easier to understand, and we have one central focal point of labeling, not 50. So, you know, less is better in that circumstance.
What's interesting about the talk about a national GMO labeling effort is that we've got the major food industry groups in favor of this concept, while those that have been big proponents on a state-by-state basis are opposed to a nationalized type label. You've got Farm News and Ron. Coming up Saturday, December 6th, high noon, the 33rd annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, this year at the Atoka Livestock Auction, Atoka, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 breeding age bulls, limousine and limb flex bulls, mostly black and polled. All bulls will have EPD performance data. All bulls will be fertility tested and will be trick tested as well. The catalog can be seen at www.americancattleservices.com. You can call Ken Holloway for more information, 580-581-7652. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.